This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You are in for a treat today. This is always one of my favorite annual interviews, a great event.
Absolutely. I'm super excited. I know that there's some new events and new gaming and all sorts of fun stuff to talk about today.
It really is one of the most unique and exciting events in Atlanta. And as we've talked about in the past, a real big economic engine for the city as well. So very exciting. Let's welcome back to the show, Dan Carroll. He's Media Relations Director with DragonCon. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Carol, Todd, thanks for having me. I'm super excited about this. And what I love about this interview every year is that we focus on some things that are a little bit different than what other people want to talk about. And we do talk about that economic impact and about the social impact and cultural impact of DragonCon, which I just love.
Yeah, well, when I think of DragonCon, Dan, I do think of you. So you are, to me, you epitomize the coolness of this event. Now, just in case there's someone listening who's not familiar with what DragonCon's all about, take a few quick seconds, tell us a bit about you and your background, but then give us that high-level overview of DragonCon. What exactly is it?
Well, my background is I am an IT project manager. I'm a PMP, a project management professional. I have a career and a day job, but I'm also somebody who loves nerd stuff. and there's no place better in the world to get nerd stuff than DragonCon. DragonCon is a pop culture convention that invites 75,000 people into Atlanta. We take up 5 host hotels, plus sell out 19 other hotels for visitors. Then we add to that this amazing mix of the largest parade in Atlanta, 12 football fields worth of vending and shopping, and 3 stories worth of gaming at America's Mart. And then into that, we inject a whole lot of costuming. We are probably America's premier costuming event. And that's something that we're pretty proud of. Some people call it cosplay. Some people call it costuming. And we celebrate comics, film, television, art, literature, even we have a film festival inside DragonCon. We have an art show inside DragonCon. And to take all that together, we add it into one big giant family.
It is. That is the best way to describe what DragonCon is it is a family.
And sure.
Because the people who are participating, the people who are attending, they're like you. They're into this nerd culture. That's so awesome because it's such a tight-knit community.
Yeah, but you know, I want to point out again, one of the reasons I stress that, you know, I'm somebody who enjoys college football. I make my picks every Thursday. This year, I'm a big maniac for NHRA drag racing. So it's not all just nerd stuff, but especially among the younger people, these are folks who grew up with the Spider-Man movies and the Iron Man movies, and they this is part of their culture. They grew up with Game Boys, and they grew up playing Nintendo, and it's a different vibe. And among the younger folks, we've got a lot of hipsters coming in who enjoy the pop culture references, but we also have a whole lot of individual families. And once you're there, we practice a level of inclusion that I'm very proud of. We just focus on that you're here to be a fan, you're at DragonCon to be a fan, and you're meeting other fans. And this guy here might be a communist, and this guy here might be a Tea Party member. And, you know, they get together and talk about how much they love Firefly. And this guy might be a Buddhist, and this guy might be a Baptist, and they get together and they talk about how much they love Star Trek. And that's bridging those gaps. And it doesn't matter race, color, ethnic background, religion. We are all welcome at DragonCon.
Because we all have a crush on Slave Leia.
speak for yourself, Todd.
honestly, I got to be honest, I'm a White Dress Leia fan. So,
I understand that one too.
So lots going on always at DragonCon, but what's new this year?
Well, new this year, the biggest 2 things. One was just announced last week, and that is we are offering to our members on site the ability to purchase streaming memberships to DragonCon, to be able to watch DragonCon TV from their hotel rooms. As I mentioned, we have 5 host hotels, but we expand out for another 19 or 20 hotels in Metro Atlanta. So people who have memberships to DragonCon can also buy this extended membership. And in their hotel rooms, they're going to be able to stream, and they're going to be able to stream for months, all the DC TV activities.
Wow.
They're going to be able to watch the parade. They're going to be able to watch the panel shows, the panels that we have on. And we have 3,500 hours of programming and all that they're going to be able to do. And not associated exactly with DC TV, but certainly connected with television, we will be broadcasting our DragonCon parade for the first time ever on the CW Atlanta.
Wow.
And that will be broadcast on September 3rd, just 2 days from now. That will be broadcast at 10 in the morning live. It's 10 in the morning live and 8 at night in prime time.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that. And the best part is that doesn't interrupt our DC TV coverage, but our own Brian Richardson, the director of DC TV, will be providing commentary with a professional from the CW. So it's going to be fantastic.
It is truly one of the coolest parades. I have to tell you, that's very, very exciting. And if you have any idea or ever wondering if there's enough going on this thing, 3,500 hours of programming.
It's crazy.
It's pretty nuts. All right. Dan Carroll, Carroll and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes 3 main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Dan Carroll, Media Relations Director with DragonCon.
Dan, we talked about the parade and all the cool new broadcasts surrounding it, but what are some of the other, you know, popular events?
Well, I think, as I mentioned, costuming is always popular.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most popular events we have is a costume competition that takes place at the Georgia Aquarium, joint venture between the Georgia Aquarium and DragonCon. It is one of the only events at DragonCon that is not included with your membership.
Hmm.
And this year, we're going to have Television's Riddle from Heroes of Cosplay and Judge Reinhold from Fast Times at Ridgemont High as our judges.
It's not Spicoli.
No, it's not Spicoli.
What was his
Hamilton.
Name? Hamilton. That's
Hamilton.
His name.
Okay.
Because it ends with Spicoli saying, "Way to go, Hamilton." which is one of my, it's a catchphrase of mine from the 80s. I used to say that all the time. But he also appeared on Arrested Development playing himself as a judge. So we're pretty excited that he's going to be here. Then the other costuming events we have is the Masquerade, which is a costume contest where you actually act out what is happening.
Wow.
Your costume. You act out your costume, and that's amazing. We have a new contest that I wasn't aware of, but I have a friend competing in, and that is you're being judged on what you make. Not a costume, but your props and accessories.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and she has a warrior costume that she molded, the shoulder blades, she molded the gloves, everything. And that's an example of the type of work that happens there. And there's so much going on in the costuming side. I'll just leave it with that. But we also have performances. We have a lot of bands. I myself am doing comedy 2 nights at DragonCon this year. And tomorrow night, I'm going to be doing a presentation comparing online dating to a massively multiplayer online role-playing game. And we talk about the similarities between playing World of Warcraft and online dating. And then
I bet that'll be funny.
I hope so. Knock on wood. And that's up to me, I guess.
Any spoiler alert for us? You want to give us a sample?
Well, I'll just tell you that if you've noticed how much Tinder is so much like Pokemon Go, that should give you an idea of the direction I'm going.
That's good.
And
that's good.
Both of them, if you forget to turn them off, they end up billing you for months, even if you're not using them.
Mm-hmm.
So and then we got Project Cosplay, but we also, Project Cosplay, people make costumes while a group of judges make fun of them. We don't actually decide who the winner is. We just make fun of them.
That's terrible.
Oh, but it's all in good fun. It's a very popular event. We also have a puppet slam. And a puppet slam is what puppeteers who work at libraries do when they get a chance to cut loose and have a couple drinks. So the puppet slam is going to be at DragonCon this year. And we also have concerts for many, many, many bands. One of the things that we're really excited about is Shooter Jennings is going to be performing.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a big fan of the gaming world, and he's here in association with a game.
Oh, wow.
And then we're also, I don't know if he's going to be performing or not, but the host of the Masquerade is one Joey Fatone. You might remember him from NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, and I never get those right.
To me, they're one of the same, but he's also been in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. So my biggest frustration with this interview every year, Dan, is that there's 300 things we need to talk about, and we just don't have enough. I mean, we need 3,500 hours just to do this interview to cover everything. I do understand that you actually have events starting as soon as today for the first time.
Yes. Tonight we have professional wrestling occurring tonight. And I tell people, if you like it, it's probably a Dragon Con, and that's an example. And I was never a big wrestling fan until I started watching it at Dragon Con. Tonight it's going to be professional wrestling, and we're also going to have Nerd New Year's Eve. Because the new year begins tomorrow morning when Dragon Con opens up for real. But you can get your membership, and you can go to those two events this evening at the in the five hotels that Dragon Con takes place in. It's the Westin Peachtree, the Hyatt Regency, the Marriott Marquis, the Atlanta Hilton, and the Atlanta Sheraton. So we go from Cortlandt Street all the way over to Peachtree Street. And two other, I want to address what you just said, because what you just said is so frustrating for me personally, because I can't explain everything. You can't read about everything, but we have a DragonCon app that's available in the iTunes store, and also in the Google Play. So get that DragonCon app, and you can create your schedule, and you can connect with your friends.
Okay, it's brilliant.
Oh, that's neat.
And you, for trusted friends, you can share your schedule, and they can share theirs. And then www.dragoncon.org has a list of all those guys. We started talking about guests. We have 400 guests coming to Dragon Con, of which about 100 of them, 105 are TV guests or celebrities who are famous. Everybody from the cast of iZombie to the cast of Buck Rogers. We have Dale Arden and Sam J. Jones, who played Flash Gordon in the old Flash Gordon movie. So it covers a gambit of old and new, and folks that are just on. One of the things I'm excited about is the star of Sleepy Hollow is going to be coming. We got a lot of folks on CW shows. We got a lot of folks from Gotham. I don't have time to name everybody from Gotham who's coming. So go look www.dragoncon.org for more information about the guests.
Well, you answered my question, because I was going to say, how do you figure out what you want to do with this thing? Because there's so many opportunities, it's overwhelming. And so it sounds like this app where you can kind of build your schedule and get into things that you're really passionate about. It sounds like that's probably the best way to really navigate this thing.
Well, I always tell everybody, make a plan.
Yeah.
Go ahead, go to the app. When the pocket program comes out, use that if you're old fashioned, but make that plan and be willing to throw it aside the minute something cooler shows up in real life.
And something will. And that's the point of this thing.
Absolutely does.
Now, as much as I would like to see Carol as Slave Leia, you don't have to come costumed to participate in this thing. So I worry that some people are so intimidated by that they miss out on this amazing thing.
And folks, I do not wear a costume. Occasionally I wear a goofy suit. I've got a seersucker with a Panama hat. I've got I actually have a Russian Imperial outfit from the 1900s.
Wow.
So I have goofy suits, but I wear a suit. That's all I wear. Later in the convention, I will wear slacks and a polo shirt. Business casual for me on Friday and Monday. Not Friday, Monday. Friday is my big work day. That's when we do all the work at the end of the convention. So don't worry about wearing a costume. And just remember, the most important thing is that Dragon Con is fun, safe, and inclusive. And whatever you are, whoever you are, whatever you're bringing, you're going to find a place of openness and acceptance. And most importantly, you're going to find a lot of fun, and you're going to find a place that, and we haven't talked about this, all day long is family friendly, and there's enjoyable panels and great people in family friendly costumes. But we do go 24 hours a day. And at night, it gets a little raucous and a little fun, and it opens up a little bit. And it's a place for a lot of self-expression, but also, you know, within that safe environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, we haven't even really dove into the panels. I mean, the opportunity there to learn and kind of get behind the scenes and on all these amazing things that are going on in this world. I mean, it is almost overwhelming.
It is. And one of the things that we do that I think helps our folks is we divide the panels into tracks.
Yes, you do.
So there's going to be one room where they're going to have Star Wars programming for 4 days, another room where they're going to have alternate history programming. Those are our two biggest tracks right now. But we have Star Trek, we have military history, it used to call Star Wars and Stargate. We used to call it Stargate, now it covers all those great science fiction military history shows. We have an Apocalypse Now track that covers zombies and any other type of apocalyptic literature or TV shows. We have it all. We have a paranormal track and we have a skeptics track. They never know how to deal with each other.
It's just fun to talk about this stuff. How many moments of silence do you think there'll be for Kenny Baker?
Well, I think it's going to be a good memory. So many people loved him. You know, my first Dragon Con memory, the first real one was involved Chewbacca and Darth Vader.
Peter Mayhew, didn't he come?
Yeah, absolutely. He comes often, actually. Unfortunately, David Prowse is not in great traveling health right now. But we always honor those who went before us. Yeah. And it's sad every year. A couple of years ago, we lost one of our great directors, Nebula Award-winning writer, Yuji Foster, passed away. And because of that reason, we're instigating two things. First, we have a Yuji Foster Award for best Georgia writer in the past year. We also have the Dragon Awards. And this was inspired by lots of reasons. And the Dragon Awards celebrates the best and the genres and the best in television, film, literature. There's 15 different categories. And I will tell you, the voting just ended, but we have gotten such love for that George R.R. Martin wrote a blog post about it.
No kidding.
Yeah. So that's something we're really proud of. And it's our way to maintain the life and maintain and celebrate those people who brought us to where we are now.
Mm-hmm. That's great stuff. All right. Well, I'm overwhelmed. Time to get moving on.
Let's talk about
because you have
fun
to get to
stuff.
Work. You got a lot going on. So, Dan, before I let you go, one last time, where can people go to get all this information? Where can they find that app so they can navigate this great event?
www.dragoncon.org and find the app at your local app store, whether it's going to be Android or iPhone. And also follow us on Twitter at DragonCon. And on Facebook, we have a DragonCon page. And you know it's the right DragonCon page because there's over 147 followers. Oh, 147,000 followers. Sorry, sometimes I start thinking in K's.
All right. Dan Carroll, Media Relations Director with DragonCon. As always, sir, good to see you and good luck to you. And
thank you so much,
great
Todd.
Event.
Thank you, Carroll.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Dan Carroll, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.